Smart Talk is supported by Capital Blue Cross, providing healthcare coverage accepted by doctors and specialists in all 50 states. More information is available at capitalbluecross.com. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering a broad range of cardiac and vascular treatments in our community. More information is available at upmc.com/centralpaheart.
Welcome back to Smart Talk. I'm Anaya Falcon. Stuart Weitzman, American shoe designer and founder of the high-end international shoe brand Stuart Weitzman, garnered worldwide attention for the use of unconventional and unique materials like vinyl, cork, wallpaper, and gold. His shoe designs are sold in more than 70 countries worldwide. The shoe business was a part of Stuart's family since Seymour Weitzman. His father, who was also a shoemaker, had a company called Seymour Shoes, where Stuart got his start designing footwear and afterward carried his legacy forward to create his own label. Laura Turner Igo, chief curator at Michener Art Museum in Bucks County, joins us to tell us about their upcoming exhibit, Walk This Way, Footwear from the Stuart Weitzman Collection of Historic Shoes, that will start Saturday and go through January 15th to honor his legacy and the history and significance that his shoes hold. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the upcoming exhibit and what people can expect if they choose to attend.
Sure. So the exhibition actually features over 100 pairs of shoes that were collected by Stuart Weitzman and his wife, the philanthropist Jane Gershon Weitzman, over several decades. So some of his shoes he designed, are in the exhibition, but actually most of the shoes are by other designers and also were made, again, over 200 years of shoes, all the way from the earliest shoe in the collection, which is an 1838 pair of wedding shoes, up until the contemporary moment. And the exhibition, while, you know, of course, these shoes are really beautiful and fabulous objects, but the exhibition itself actually, through these shoes, tells stories about the history of fashion, of design, the history of labor and shoe production, and then also women's history in the 19th and 20th century.
And about how many shoes will be displayed?
So there's over 100 pairs of shoes. Most of them are from the Weitzman collection. And then it's also supplemented with shoes from the New York Historical Society's collection as well. The New York Historical Society in New York is the museum that first organized this show. So we're taking on the show from them. And we at the Michener have also supplemented the exhibition with 6 pairs of shoes made by local designers. So designers from the greater Philadelphia area and Bucks County, in order to showcase what kind of innovative styles and fashions designers are exploring today. Everything from, we have a pair of custom-made shoes designed and made by Perry Arcolino, who works out of a shop about 3 blocks from our museum. And these are shoes that he designed for former President Barack Obama, all the way to a pair of work boots that were designed by Emily Salaby in Philadelphia under the brand Juno Jones. She wanted to be able to make shoes for women who work in non-traditional circumstances, like in construction, trucking, and engineering.
And what's the meaning behind the Walk This Way title?
Well, I mean, of course, I think we all can think of that fabulous Aerosmith song. So it's very catchy. And I think it also recalls, that's why we have shoes, really, to help us walk, navigate the world. But we make choices when we choose the shoes that we want to wear. And those choices tell us about who we are individually, culturally, and also, as the exhibition argues, tells us about history too.
Yeah, and you mentioned culture there in your response. I know Stuart Weitzman once said, quote, "I've always believed that a beautiful shoe is useless unless it feels wonderful as it looks. It feels as wonderful as it looks." So how important is style and comfort in the days that his shoes are being worn?
I think, I mean, comfort is important. At least I don't know about how you feel, but for me, it's important in the shoes that I select.
I agree.
I would say that there's definitely some shoes in the show that you might look at and think, well, maybe not so comfortable. And there's actually a section that talks about the rise of the stiletto heel, which is a technological innovation in the 1950s that was made possible by moving from wooden heels, which was what, you know, how heels were traditionally made, to a metal spike encased in plastic that allowed the heels to be higher and narrower than they could in wood. And I, you know, some people might say they're comfortable. It's not necessarily, I think a lot of people, you know, think stiletto shoes not so comfortable. And also the show, the exhibition also highlights contributions from women designers. And I particularly there's, we showcase work by the designer Beth Levine, who produced shoes with her husband Herbert Levine under his name for the label, but she was really the driving force behind the designs. And she, you know, started as a shoe model and realized that she could design more comfortable shoes than the men who were designing the shoes for her. And so comfort was a big part of her designs because she understood a woman's foot, and because she had one of her own, they could design shoes that were comfortable and fashionable too.
I know some may say a shoe is just a shoe, but I know the Michener Art Museum is hosting the exhibition because they believe otherwise. So what kind of history do these shoes hold? I know that he has designed shoes for Beyonce and Taylor Swift, and I'm sure those shoes hold a lot of history and power, for sure. And also, one of the pair of shoes that will be displayed at the exhibition was worn by a lawyer during his evacuation from the North Tower of the World Trade Center on 9/11. So tell me a little bit about the history of these shoes and also the culture, femininity, power, domination, and aspiration these shoes may display.
Yeah. So the last shoe you mentioned from 9/11 is not actually in our exhibition. It might have been in the original exhibition that the New York Historical hosted at its own institution.
Yes.
But it's not on view in our iteration. However, I mean, they tell us a lot about history. For example, in this, we have, so the exhibition itself is divided into five sections: a section on collecting, presentation, consumption, production, and design and designers. But I think probably with thinking about like what's some of the more obvious stories that they tell is in the 1920s, women's headlines start going up. This is the age of prohibition, of speakeasies and, you know, secretive clubs, and also when women are advocating for the right to vote. And so they're starting to make choices in terms of fashion. Thinking both practically about shoes, but also about shoes that, you know, they can wear to a nightclub and be able to dance and catch the light. Shoes aren't, dresses aren't floor length or ankle length anymore. They're rising up the shins. And so shoes become more of a focal point in fashion. So at that time, you see more decorative fabrics that are being used on shoes, the application of rhinestones and other beadwork, cutouts in shoes to show off colorful stockings. And I think you can, then as you move again more into the 20th century, you see the mass production of shoes, the industrialization of the shoemaking industry, which makes shoes more affordable for women. Women used to, in the early 1900s, only be able to buy about three pairs of shoes a year. But then as the decades move on, suddenly, you know, they find that they can afford more than that, and they can buy shoes for special occasions, for special events. And shoemakers know this and start designing shoes for different purposes that can be worn only, you know, a few times a year. And then we move on to today with fast fashion, where we can buy shoes very easily, very quickly online. And they're usually made very cheaply overseas. Mm.
So what do you hope that people that attend this event or exhibition get from it ultimately?
Yeah. So I say, come for the shoes, stay for the history. I mean, I think, of course, these are, like I said, fabulous objects. They're beautifully made. Some of the styles are really unusual and exciting and new, even though a lot of, most of them are historic shoes. But I think as you go through the exhibition, you'll see that shoes really tell a lot of stories about a person and about identity, but then also about history, about the history of our country specifically.
And if people are interested in attending the event, how can they get more information?
So please go to our website, MichnerArtMuseum.org, and you can find more information about the exhibition and also related programs that we'll be hosting throughout the fall and winter.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for speaking with me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
We've been speaking with Laura Turner, IGO, Chief Curator at Michener Art Museum. You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional.